School, a new battleground. My mother enrolled me in school a year earlier than I was qualified to attend. She needed a way to lessen her parental duties so she could work more hours. I don't know how she did it, but she did manage to fool the system, and I was in school way before I should have been. Being 1 year younger than the rest of the class doesn't seem like a big deal, but the difference between age 4 and age 5 is a full 20%. Early school was a very challenging time for me. I was small for my age to begin with, and being younger than everyone else meant tough days ahead. Bullying in the intercity schools that included teens that were still in grade 4 or 5 only made the situation worse. I had security issues and in constant fear, which made growing up and learning very difficult at best. Teachers spent most of their time trying to keep order in the classroom, which meant real teaching was often third or fourth on their list of priorities. Needless to say, I found everything about school tough. Learning came slow. Confidence came slower. Bullying for me was everywhere I happened to be, either at school, at home, or with my two older brothers. My mother worked long hours, so she was rarely home, and so I was left alone to fend for myself. Or sometimes I was in the care of my two bullying brothers. My life sucked. A new father, a new problem. This pattern continued throughout my entire life in school. When I was around 12 or 13, my mother decided to marry again. I am sure that she was running out of parental patience, money, and probably everything else, and she thought a husband would provide stability for her life.
Made sense.
A man in her life meant more income and someone to help raise the kids. Unfortunately, the kind of men my mother attracted all came with a suitcase of issues, and it was certainly the case with this choice to remarry. He was uneducated, a victim of World War II, and from what I could tell, a hard worker. It was shortly after they were married that another pregnancy came along and yet another child to care for. I have a sister now. My mother's new husband, my new stepfather, was from Europe, and his customs and behaviors reflected old world Europe, where wives were obedient and the children too. Harsh punishment for any misbehavior was the common practice in this man's life. So now I have a new bully in my life. It turns out he was a mean drunk as well. His frustrations didn't stay bottled up. We caught the blast. Today, I am convinced that he is a good person, but that suitcase of issues he dragged around earlier in my life, that was controlling his every behavior. In most cases, that behavior was anything but kind, and especially to four kids that were not his own. On my own at 14, life as a teenager was unbearable for me. The bullying, the fear, the loneliness, and then with all the hormones flowing through my body, I was a complete train wreck. At 14 years old, I had a chance to leave home by living with my older brother, thinking maybe I'd find relief there. I didn't. This was before he ended all his issues by taking his life. By then, he was in his 20s, married, and had a family of his own. His parenting skills were pretty much what he had learned as a kid. Anger and abuse ran in the family like a twisted inheritance. I was out of there after only a few months. I packed up and left. And just like that, I was on my own. No school, no diploma. No skills, no plan. No place to go. I was scared, 14, and my future prospects were not looking good. My first job was delivering papers. I could also shine shoes or shovel snow in the winter. I slept in fluff houses that were often filled with addicts of every kind. The Salvation Army was always a place for a meal if I didn't mind attending a church service first. I wasn't much into God or religion, but the food was worth the hour, listening to a sermon that didn't make any sense to me. I thought if there was a God, he had surely forgotten about me. He must have lost my address. I realized that my current life and the conditions I lived in were not going to take me very far, and if I wasn't careful, I would end up like the addicts I shared space in rooming houses. When I say I realized or understood this about my current situation in life, it was more like a subconscious realization rather than a real conscious awareness. What's important is that I knew something had to change or else. A spark in the dark. Here's the truth. I was drifting toward a dead end, maybe even literally. When you're that young, that broke, and that hopeless, the future doesn't look like a blank canvas. It looks like a brick wall. I started to consider just ending it all, but in truth, I was too much of a coward. Besides, I was pretty much moving in that direction anyway, and it was just a matter of time when I would end up dead or in jail or both. Sounded familiar. I do believe I was at the lowest point of my life and had to reach up to touch bottom. Desperate would be an accurate description of my state of mind. Although I never much believed in God or any kind of spirituality, in my desperation and tears, I looked up at the sky and asked for help. I didn't really know what number to call for heaven. I think you get the picture of how I started my life. If we were playing poker, you could say, I was dealt a pretty lousy hand for the start of my life. I had every reason to be angry and to blame everyone and everything for my lot in life. In truth, I did that for quite some time. But even in those darkest nights, there was a tiny spark inside me, the faintest whisper that maybe things didn't have to stay this way. I didn't know what better looked like, and I sure didn't know how to get there, but I knew one thing. I didn't want to end up another cautionary tale. That spark, fragile as it was, kept me moving. It didn't solve my problems, but it stopped me from giving up. And eventually, it led me to decisions that would change everything. In those early years, life didn't just suck. It was survival, plain and simple. But survival, I would later learn, was only the first step.